Our guest analyst this afternoon, U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. Don, kind of a grain market today, just kind of kept sliding lower all day.
You know, I think it was a market that, you know, we don't have enough new news to pop us out of these big ranges that we've had. And, you know, the highlight of the week was really the positive report that we had out of the government on Tuesday. And, you know, Wednesday we kind of topped out on that corn. We couldn't take out the October 2nd highs and, you know, after a 23-cent rally in 5 days, market just didn't have enough behind it, even though the funds were trying to support it to make new highs. Basis, you know, there was a fair amount of catch-up sales that went on across the Corn Belt, and that seemed to be really what anchored us back with the basis setting back. You know, carries building a little bit in the corn. So call it movement stalled us out, and we kind of digested most of that report by the time we hit Wednesday.
Where do we go from here then?
You know, I think we're kind of handcuffed. The corn, we did have December positions go off the board today, so that gives you a little target to the downside. December corn went off 430, so we went off a range 426 to 434. So is that going to be the range on March? March went off the board, you know, close to 442. So that's a downside, 430. Upside, you know, we got to get through 452. That was the October high that stalled us out this week. So call that the range. And beans, we just continue to hover close to contract lows, you know, 3 cents off of contract lows. So, you know, that, and we can't get over, we've been in a 15-cent trading range since November 21 in soybeans. So, you know, the market's fearful with South America weather, non-threatening, that we take out the downside here eventually, but we'll see. So, range bound, negative biased on beans, range bound, mid-range on corn, Randy.
All right. How about livestock? What's going on there?
Well, you know, the cattle market is just the beat goes on. We did trade cattle, a little surprising, up this week again, 195 and a quarter, you know, for some tops in the Corn Belt. And it looks like next week we're trying to go steady to a dollar higher again. Packer going to be losing about $60, $70 a head. So it's all about the demand. The numbers continue to tighten. Certainly some of this weather that we have during the winter, these rate of gains take a hit. So, you know, while we don't have the numbers, we may have these weights coming down. So I think it's down to the, it's not the supply side, it's the demand side of the market, Randy. So we'll see if we can take out these all-time highs, 199.60. Feels like we have a chance at some point in time.
Plus, at the same time, we have managed money record long and lean hogs for sure, but also I think one of the cattle markets too, right?
Yeah, you know, in the cattle, the fund's long about 125,000 contracts, continue to add to it. Record long in the hogs. And, when you're talking about the hogs, I think the real issue is our export pace is very strong, up 6% this year versus last year, the most in 3 years. But also we've just got disease issues continue to be rampant, which is the supply side is turning more positive, Randy.
Anything else we should be aware of?
Well, I think we're going to watch next week, see what the Fed does with interest rates, and that'll affect the dollar, and that'll affect some of our demand.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.